I'm your host, Kaylee, and this is Rebel Wellness. Welcome to Rebel Wellness, the go-to podcast for realigning and revitalizing your health and well-being. I'm your host, Kaylee, also known as Coach Kales. I'm a holistic health educator, certified nutritionist, and fitness professional of nearly a decade. I'm stoked to have you with us. You just joined a community of amazing souls who are ready to break free from the confines of the often outdated and confusing health advice all around us. Living in a world overwhelmed by quick fix diets and unrealistic body standards, us rebels stand for change. If you're like me, you're exhausted with the confusion and polarization plaguing the social media health scene. My mission is to empower you to step beyond today's diet culture, adopting a holistic health approach paired with the foundations of science for lasting, well-rounded wellness. Through teaching you how to tune in and embrace your mind, body, and soul, we'll reject one-size-fits-all solutions, realigning you on a better path that honors your unique needs and values. With new episodes weekly, this podcast is your sanctuary for deep wellness exploration, featuring expert advice, real-life stories, and a true commitment to your growth. Your journey to better health and simplicity in life begins now. Let's jump right in. Welcome back, Rebel. Today, I'm going to preface that I might sound super stuffy because my allergies have been off the chain. I know several of my other clients and friends have been suffering as well. So if you are also suffering while you listen to this, maybe even, I feel you and I am with you because I might even have to pause frequently on this episode to blow my nose and stuff. It's been like the least sexy weekend up into the week. And I thought like I was sick. It was those kind of allergies where you're like, am I fluing right now? Or is this like allergies? And no, it's for sure allergies. I can tell by where the symptoms are and how freaking stuffy I am and stuff. And just my nose is just running. Anyways, so I want to preface that that is why I might sound different than usual today. And I apologize for any sneezes caught on tape. I'll just make sure my editor is very good at taking any of those out. Not much I can do about it besides what I'm already trying to do with managing my pollen intake of the month. But don't let this stuffy voice deter you from the gravity of today's topic. Today, I wanted to jump into a little mindset chat. It's a mindset snack today, as for anybody who doesn't truly understand metabolism or they're working on fat loss and they're trying to be in a more healthy fat loss mindset. This chat today is for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it and get something to take away, because this is a conversation that I actually recently had on one of my Instagram stories and it got a lot of positive responses. It's something that I think is really key to either learn for the first time or be reminded constantly. So if you need this episode, like save it to your Spotify or something like that, and send it to somebody who you think might benefit from today's mindset chat, because it's one of those conversations that I think we all should know, especially as females, when we're constantly kind of in this rat race for fat loss. And do know too, that like I am a huge fan of taking diet breaks. I took roughly 3 years off of any type of dieting. I just stuck to the foundations of what I knew was going to maintain my current physique because I had made body peace with myself and was practicing more body neutrality. I was working towards strength, maintaining that, working towards quality time, rest, you know, all that stuff. And that's super crazy valuable. So if you're somebody who just feels like they're constantly, like you clicked on this episode because you feel constantly searching for more and more fat loss tips and advice, this is going to be a great one for you. However, you may want to consider giving your brain and body a little break. And that doesn't mean just like going all willy-nilly and having a ton of cookies and milkshakes or whatever. It just means that maybe you establish maintenance phase. And if you don't know what a maintenance phase is, that's basically where you're trying to maintain where you're at and upkeep where you're at and just live your darn life. I mean, most of our life should be spent in a maintenance phase, and oftentimes a lot of us are, but unfortunately it does seem that a lot of us, especially for those raised around diet culture and just constantly feeling not good enough or not there yet, we tend to just be living in a space of like, okay, every few weeks, every few months, I'm back in a dieting phase. I got to diet, got to get my body right, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes that's just a little thing to think about. So that's like your first part of this mindset chat is perhaps you consider giving yourself a diet break. It's honestly extremely freeing and it felt so good. And I was actually completely able to maintain up or down 3 pounds of the same weight the entire 3 years. And that's a huge feat. Like if you're somebody who's constantly yo-yoing like 10, 20, 30 pounds, then you drop it, then you gain it, then you drop it, that's actually not healthy for your body long-term. We actually know through scientific studies that there's a lot of challenges that happen to your organs internally from your homeostasis in your body, which is basically your baseline in your body of going from a larger body fat percentage and larger mass down to a smaller and back up and back down and back up and back down. All of that yo-yoing is really not great for your body. So that's something to consider if you're somebody who struggles with yo-yoing, because you might need to do a little deeper work and figure out what is causing you to yo-yo so much. What isn't working well in your life, or what is something emotional you haven't approached yet? You know, there's a lot of different angles, especially because this podcast is oriented towards females because it's who I work with the most and it's the group I'm the most passionate about and I understand the best. So if you are a male listening to this and it doesn't entirely resonate, that might be why. However, that just because you're a male doesn't mean that you don't also have something that is related to what I'm saying, because all humans ultimately are made up of their physical matter and their spiritual matter. And so for me, I find that a lot of people, when they cannot make progress physically, they need to look at what's going on spiritually. And that can be your mind, body, soul, you know, all that kind of stuff. How are you relaying to your body? How are you speaking to yourself? How are you experiencing your relationships in your life? What are you dishonoring? What are you not listening to? Maybe you need to leave that relationship. Maybe you need to enter a new relationship. Maybe you need to stop running away from things. You know, maybe you need to run away from things. You know, whatever it is, think about that stuff today. Okay. I want you to think about it as you continue down either a fat loss mentality or phase in this chapter for you or not. But I wanted to also share some of my professional advice from coaching women for over 10 years now in regards to what a lot of people don't fully understand, because a lot of diet culture never says it, but it's absolutely true. It's just physiologically what is actually fact in the body as far as metabolism and fat loss. So before we dive all the way into all of that, I want to invite you to come join our community that's growing on at Rebel Wellness Podcast on Instagram, or join my page at Kaylee Loren as well. You can find me linked through at Rebel Wellness Podcast if you'd like to follow both. I love seeing all your guys' faces coming from listening to the podcast and joining the community. It brings so much joy to my life. And at the same time, you get so much more out of my community and free coaching that's on all of the social media and podcast, etc. But also, I would invite you to come join my newsletter. It's one time a month. KayleeLoren.com or CoachKales.com. Those are great places to connect. And I do have a lot of great freebies for you to download. And I just launched my first big course all about nutrition, teaching you the foundations of food, which does have a bonus section about fat loss, how to apply understanding the food you eat and mastering your world of flexible dieting to take back the reins of just the food world and diet in general, and no longer needing to follow crazy diets here and there to instill change in your body. I'm giving you the full power and access to knowledge of how to do that yourself. So you can check that out again at my website, CoachKales.com. All right, let's dive in. So the most common thing that I end up hearing in the beginning of when I'm coaching clients, I utilize macronutrients. I coach it a certain way. That course I just was telling you about is all of that in an online course that I just launched. But when I coach my clients into fat loss phases, what I have found to work the best for the clients that can adhere to it is following macros because it allows flexible dieting, because you can eat essentially most of whatever you want that lands with hitting your macro ratios. So if all of that sounds foreign to you, listen to episodes 19 through 22, I believe. Those are not only the podcast's actually most popular episodes, which is pretty amazing, but at the same time, they are like really great in-depth understanding about the food you eat and why it matters. I'm not going to get into that today because that's going to be way too long. But for those who already know what macros are and ratios and such, that's what I love about the flexible dieting and macronutrient deficit approach to fat loss, is because you get a lot of wiggle room. I've had clients follow and we track pretty efficiently in the sense that we do measurements, photos, and in-body scans or DEXA scans, which are body composition scans, so we can see in real time the changes to your body fat percentage. It's really great to see, as you're following macronutrients, how your body's changing or not changing, because then that gives me, as your coach and as yourself doing it on your own in the future, knowing if you are actually on point with your estimates of where you put your calories, how your macronutrient ratios are. Calories are going to determine your caloric deficit. I'm going to talk about that here in a moment. I really want you to understand that macronutrient ratios are determining how your body composition changes. So calories are deficit. So you're losing weight. Weight is all your mass. So you could be losing fat, muscle, water. That shows up in the weight category. So the scale will show you weight. Macros help your body determine, are we utilizing fat as we're in this deficit? Because a deficit means you're losing mass altogether. So you're losing weight altogether. But macros, having higher protein and either higher carbs or fat, depending on the type of person, I usually determine that based off of a lot of different intake information. But that is how you determine if your body is going to lose fat and maintain muscle. The best ratios possible is as high protein as possible as you're trying to be in your caloric deficit, because the weight you lose will be a higher percentage of body fat and you'll maintain as much muscle as possible and you might drop water. So we want to ideally see that, and we call that a body recomp, where we're maintaining or gaining lean muscle and we're losing excess body fat and water retention that's usually related to inflammation. So it's really important we make those distinctions so you understand that calories determine whether or not you are maintaining where you're at right now, losing from where you're at right now, or gaining from where you're at right now. Macros, the ratios of protein, carbs, and fats, will determine what your body does as it's losing, gaining, or maintaining, okay? So I was saying that I'm gonna get into the maintenance and deficit and surplus so that you better understand that. Is surplus means you're eating calories above your maintenance calories. So your maintenance calories are determined by your total daily energy expenditure, which is an equation that involves your NEAT, EAT, BMR, and thermic effect of food, TEF. So NEAT is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So that's you moving around, walking to the grocery store, walking around outside, you know, whatever is passive activity. EAT is exercise activity thermogenesis. So that is when you're specifically at the gym doing a workout, doing a cardio class, whatever. Specific exercise goes in the EAT category. Those two that I just said combine to be part of your total daily energy expenditure. Then you're going to throw in your BMR or your RMR. RMR is resting metabolic rate. BMR is basal metabolic rate. They mean the same thing. So basically, if you were just a potato laying in bed all day, it would be how many calories you naturally burn for just functioning, what your body takes to function. Most females, from my experience, land between 1,100 calories a day to all the way upwards of like 1,700 calories a day. The more mass you have, the more you burn. The less mass you have, the less you burn. That's essentially just the equation for metabolic rate, okay? So you combine those three things and you get your total daily energy expenditure. And TEF, thermic effect of food, is basically how much your body has to heat up and utilize energy to digest the food you're eating. Some food has better thermic effects on your metabolic system. However, it's pretty minimal, so I don't really ever, and most coaches never really equate that in and care about it, because the amount of calories is so small it doesn't really matter. You can like jog on a treadmill for 5 minutes and that would be like your total.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Whole day of thermic effect of food, okay? So we ignore that one, but I have to make sure it's in there because that's just the truth. It's part of the total daily energy expenditure. So your total daily energy expenditure every day is the calories required for you to exist the same way you are right now, the same mass you are right now, just all day. So let's say your basal metabolic rate is 1500, your exercise, you burned 300 calories, and your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, so you moving around in the day and just all your steps, we'll call it your steps for the day, is like your NEAT. You burn maybe 250 more. So roughly you are now at 2050 calories for maintenance. So every day to maintain exactly where you're at, you're going to want to eat around 1950 to 2150 calories a day. I always kind of estimate like 100 calories above or below because generally speaking, some days you're not going to land that high. Sometimes you're going to land at 1950. Other days you might be at 2100. But the average of your whole week becomes roughly exactly the same. You're not gaining weight, you're not losing weight. That's maintenance phase, maintenance calories. All right, so a surplus is anything above those maintenance calories because over time, again, let's like use a week for reference. Over time, every day you're eating, let's say 2,300 calories. Side note too, real quick, maintenance is around 2000 calories for a majority of adult females. You don't have to be that active to eat that. For some reason, I think maybe because the nutrition labels are always like quote unquote based on a 2000 calorie diet, or diet culture always puts you eating like 1400 calories if you're trying to lose weight. And a lot of my female clients come to me freaking out that they have to eat over 2000 calories to get their metabolism firing and happy and putting on lean muscle, yada, yada. And so it's really important that you understand that you eating over 2000 calories isn't a lot, is not a lot at all. Most of my male clients, like standard size, 6 foot, 200 pounds or 180 pound males are eating 2300 calories minimum. Most of them are all the way up in the 3000 to 3500 calorie zone for maintenance, not even for gaining. So understanding that an adult female needs to be eating roughly 2000 calories a day to function and feel well and maintain where you're at, you're not going to gain just because you go above the 2000 threshold. That's just some really important note that I felt the need to tell you because that might just be news to you. And I hope it just reminds you that you should be well fed. You should not be starving yourself perpetually just because you think that you have to stay in these certain parameters or you're going to get super, you know, excess body fat or whatever, you know what I mean? So going back to its surplus, then over time, if you're eating, let's say 200 calories over your maintenance, over time in like 2 weeks, you'll put on a pound of fat. 3,500 calories are in a pound of fat by estimate. So over the amount of time that you eat a surplus of 3,500 calories, so that would have to be at least 2 weeks at like 200 to 300 or so calories extra a day above your maintenance, and you don't burn that extra at any point in those 2 weeks, you will gain a pound of fat. That's how fat can slowly creep up over time when we're just kind of being a little more relaxed about our approach to food and alcohol and all that stuff. Typically, I see it when my clients are in a maintenance phase and then they start to slowly snack a lot, or a stressful chapter comes into their life and they're drinking more, and we don't account for those extra calories that come in with alcohol or snackies and things like that. And that's usually when we're like, okay, the scale is creeping back up. Let's hone it back in. Let's get back to your maintenance calories. Okay, now let's go into a little deficit. Okay, so I hope you better understand maintenance and surplus from that description, because it's really key that you understand these things, because it's your metabolism. Your metabolism has so much to say about your ability to lose fat and to get into a fat loss zone. So now that you understand that, deficit. Deficit is anything that is under your maintenance calories. It's slower or faster depending on how much lower from your maintenance you are. So we'll say your maintenance is 2,000 calories, okay? Ideally, you want to slowly decrease your calories every 4 to 7 days of maybe 50 to 150 calories a day. That's where you're going to get to a fat loss zone that helps you slowly tell your metabolism, all right, we're going down. All right, we're going down a little bit more. Are you going to respond? Are you going to start to utilize my fat stores for excess energy? Because a deficit is telling your body, get stressed, because we are not getting enough food to maintain our homeostasis of what we've always been doing. Okay, literally a deficit, aka fat loss phase or weight loss phase, is a stressful event on the body. Because you're basically saying, hey, we're not getting enough food. I'm not going to give you enough food anymore. So you better use the food we stored and put away in my body fat. And if you are not consistent, and if you're not following habits that are supportive of that, such as cutting out alcohol or cutting it back as much as possible, cutting out snacks, knowing more close to accurate of how many calories a day you're eating, you know, if you're not tracking or keeping up with any of that, odds are really strong you're going to have no idea if you're in a fat loss zone for your body. And oftentimes a lot of people end up under eating massively and tanking their metabolism too fast. And that's where you see a plateau. So let me give you an example really quick here so that you can kind of better understand a little bit about what I mean by that. Okay, so you take that concept I was just talking about the slow decrease. Imagine that maintenance phase is land. So flat land, okay? When you are going into a deficit, you're kind of going underground, okay? And the more you go underground, the more your body has to get used to the fact that gravity is changing the lower you go. What I want you to think about is that it gets harder and harder the lower you go, because what ends up happening is your body wants to maintain homeostasis. You've heard me say that term a little bit. Basically, your body's job is to maintain balance with the systems in your body. So all the organs are working together happily and everything is functioning optimally as best as it can make it, okay? Your body's goal is to maintain that homeostasis. So as you tell your metabolism, hey, I'm going into a fat loss phase or a deficit, it's going to lower that threshold. So let's say that, using that analogy of you going underground, let's pretend that as you go deeper underground, gravity is heavier. Let's say that the gravity that's heavier is the stress you're putting on your metabolism to change and to instill fat loss. Magically, let's say that your metabolism is trying to raise you back up. So maybe let's say that it is pulling you out of the ground a little bit because it wants you to not completely tank, because legitimately to your body, being in that low of calories is dying. That's why it's stress. So you getting lower and lower, especially for somebody who's going a very hardcore diet route and under eating massively, your body's going to fight that. Because if all of a sudden you went from 2,500 calories on average a day, and then you put yourself into a 1,200 calorie a day deficit, that's massive. So your body initially might respond with dropping water weight. Maybe you'll move like 1 or 2 pounds of fat the first couple weeks. And then all of a sudden it plateaus, right? So the plateau is your body fighting and lifting you back up out of the ground. It's saying like, no, 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 we need to keep you alive. And whatever you're doing is like way too aggressive. And so eventually, you being in such a hardcore deficit and trying to dig yourself deeper underground, you're essentially putting yourself in a position where your body thinks that you could die soon and it doesn't want you to do that. So then it lifts you back up a little bit and puts you at kind of a stalemate. So that's why we don't want to drop your calories so fast, because it's way too aggressive to your metabolism and eventually your metabolism, whose goal is to keep you alive, will make you stuck. It will meet you. So essentially then, if you're digging yourself down, it lifts you up. You dig yourself down, it lifts you back up and tries to pull you out of that hole. At some point, essentially your metabolism like pulls you to like a midpoint and then holds you there because it's starting to meet you lower and lower. So as you go down into that hole that you're digging, it's going to keep meeting you and meeting you. And then essentially you drop your metabolic rate because your metabolic rate, aka how many calories you burn, will slow down to protect you. It's a mechanism to protect you. So all of a sudden your maintenance calories were 2000, which is pretty solid. And now because you crash dieted, now your maintenance calories are like 1500 calories because your body has lowered its metabolic set point to match what you've been giving it to keep you alive. So then you're stuck in this little zone where now a surplus to your body because of how low your metabolic set point is could be anything above 1500 calories. So then you go on the weekend and you binge eat or something like that. Like you have a big meal because of brunch out with friends or something like that. And you're like, I've been dieting. I'm just going to treat myself. And then you have a 3000 calorie brunch, which is really easy to do, by the way, especially here in the US. And all of a sudden you gain weight back or you're no longer in a deficit and your body's for sure not losing weight. This is a really common thing I see. I see people stick to their diets and they usually are picking way too low or they're secretly under eating and not telling me about it because they think it's going to make it work faster. And then they hit a plateau, don't know what's going on. They get frustrated. They're like, screw it. I'm just going to eat whatever I want this weekend. And then they super mess themselves up because now their body's like, what are we doing? I have no idea what we're doing. Are we in a deficit or not? And this conversation is really important for you to understand because you're going to be sabotaging yourself by not trusting the process and by picking too hardcore of a deficit in the beginning and or sabotaging yourself by doing a ton of cardio or under eating and restricting yourself more on some days just because you didn't feel hungry that day, quote unquote. It doesn't help you. It really sabotages your metabolism. And this is really key to understand because my clients that have had and continue to have the most success whenever they decide to go in a cut phase, which should only ever be for 8 to 15 weeks max. So you should only be dieting for fat loss for periods of those many weeks. And then you should go on a maintenance phase diet break to help your metabolism. They do the best because they have seen and trusted the process. But that doesn't mean that they didn't struggle, especially every time in the beginning when for the first several weeks, their weight doesn't do anything. Or maybe it slightly does, but it's not as much weight as they think because of how much effort you're putting in. But that doesn't mean that you're not making success. And as long as you stick to the program and keep the faith and take care of your body properly, you will see the long-term fat loss. And by the end of those 8 to 12 weeks or 15 weeks, you'll be down 5 to 10 or 15 pounds of body fat and have maintained muscle, lean muscle, so that once you reincorporate food and reverse diet yourself out or just bring your calories back up, you will be in a really good position where you've maintained lean muscle mass and you've got a really good fiery metabolism where oftentimes I have clients maintain that same leanness. Maybe they only add back a pound or two of usually water weight, honestly, or muscle in a maintenance phase. They'll maintain that weight we got them down to and they're back to eating now 2,200 calories a day as their maintenance or more. So that's the power of doing your dieting properly and that's why it matters. So I hope that description of how your metabolism is always going to be trying to keep you alive and maintain that homeostasis makes sense to you because there's a whole lot of different analogies or metaphors people use for it, but I kind of like to think about just like in real life that the ground is your maintenance phase and you're going below ground to be in a deficit. But there's a ton of different ways you can think about it. So in whatever words or pictures you want to put that concept into, just know that your metabolism is there to keep you alive. You have to convince it that you want it to access your body fat and oxidize it to utilize it for energy because you're not giving it enough energy and you're asking for more energy from it. So I hope that that was really helpful for you to better understand that. But something else that I want to say is it's really common for you to be having mind games played by your comfort zone. So all of us who exist in maintenance phase or surplus, wherever you were at before you started going into a deficit, you were in a comfort zone because it wasn't really that hard or uncomfortable for you to exist there. Maybe you physically didn't like how you looked or something like that, and that was uncomfortable, but that's not what I'm referencing. I'm more so referencing the fact that what you were doing eating-wise and activity-wise was relatively comfortable, right? So the moment you step into a deficit, you're going out of that comfort zone. And you have to understand that everything you do that is not from your normal routine, because your normal routine got you to where you are now, is going to feel like really hard, potentially. It could feel just kind of hard for some people, but it dominantly will probably feel really hard, especially when you get towards the end of that diet, when your body is really like, hey, can we just eat as normal again now, you know? Because your body wants to just live in maintenance phase. It really would love to just live in maintenance phase. But you go into that deficit and you've had to drink more water, cut out your creamer and your sugar and your coffee, change your meals, have a lot more protein, eat more vegetables. You've had to walk more outside to get your non-exercise activity thermogenesis up, your NEAT. You've had to go to the gym maybe more frequently or lift weights a little bit more so that you can maintain and build lean muscle while you lose weight, so that you can maintain muscle and lose fat. You know, all of those different habits might not be anything close to what you usually do day to day, because what's most comfortable for us is typically not those things for most of us. Some of us, that is just part of our routine. So your comfort zone in your head is going to start talking to you and being like, woman, you've been trying so hard. You've been doing all the right things. You've been sleeping better, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You've been changing your food. Why are you not losing weight yet? It's been 2 whole weeks. Why isn't the scale moved at all? You must not be doing it good enough, or your coach must not be doing it right, or whatever diet you're doing isn't working. You might as well do something more aggressive. You might as well do a detox tea, or you might as well do a waist trainer and go running, or maybe you should just do a juice cleanse. You know, all those thoughts, we've all been there, right? I go through it all the time too, even though I'm constantly coaching people out of that, it still creeps into my mind. And that's your brain being like, I don't think you're doing it right. This is really hard. I don't know. Maybe we should just go back to what we were doing before, or maybe we should just give up and then start again on Monday. The whole stop-start mentality is so common, especially in our diet culture nowadays. And I want to encourage you to not fall for that, because those few weeks in the beginning that are testing your faith and your diligence and your adherence to your program are the weeks where that's gonna shift you into your fat loss zone. Fat loss zone doesn't innately happen just because for a few days you decided you wanted to diet. Your body has to be told and reminded and encouraged to be in a fat loss zone for a lot of my female clients. Annoyingly, a lot of my male clients, and even like my fiance and stuff, they respond pretty much immediately to any change because they have a lot higher testosterone, and that mobilizes fat faster and it recognizes a deficit a lot faster than females. Our body is always wanting to protect us because it wants to maintain where we're at, to have a happy body fat percentage, to have healthy hormones, and put us in a position where we're fertile. Because annoyingly, despite whether or not you want to have a baby, our body's goal when we are pre-menopausal just wants to be in a position to have a baby, unfortunately, fortunately and unfortunately. But that just means that our body is harder to encourage to lose fat. We have to like nag it, and nagging it means, all right, maybe 2 weeks of a deficit. All right, you're still not responding? 3 weeks. Still not responding? 4 weeks. After 4 weeks, if your body isn't responding to your deficit, something else might be in play there. I usually would like my clients to reflect on their lifestyle. Maybe they're not sleeping enough. You know, all my fat loss foundations, that was on episode 61, I believe, recently. That is a really good episode to listen to do the checklist in your head of if you have those foundations down, because those foundations are super key for success in any sort of fat loss phase. But I really wanted to talk to you today about reminding you that you have to encourage and be patient. You have to encourage your body to lose fat. It doesn't just shift into a fat burn zone immediately. It takes time and it takes consistency, because you're basically telling that homeostasis that wants to pull you up out of the ground, hey, come down here, meet me down here. You know what I mean? I'm trying to utilize this excess energy So can you use it, you know? So I really wanted to talk to you guys about that today, because that's something that I think a lot of people don't know, and they give up. They give up if like the first 3 weeks, nothing happens, first 4 weeks, nothing happens, you know, all those different things. The other thing I was going to say though, too, is if your body is not responding by week four, you may not actually be in a deficit for where you think you are. And that's where I would orient my clients, if they were in that position, to go get a body scan, find out their basal metabolic rate, which is their resting rate, the potato rate, and then find out too if you utilize a tracker or not. I would encourage you using a tracker or something on your phone that can count your steps, see how much you're moving a day, utilize a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or whatever to help you get a better idea of how much are you actually moving in your day. Because a lot of us overestimate or massively underestimate, but oftentimes we massively overestimate how much we move in a day, and we forget that human bodies were actually supposed to be walking and moving all day long. And if you work at a desk or you spend more than 5 or 6 hours a day seated for work, you're not moving enough naturally, unless even a 30 or 60 minute workout in that day is still not enough activity for that day. Unfortunately, that's still under movement for the day. So it's really important to understand that we have to check in on all those things if your body is not responding to your deficit by week four-ish or so. That would be my best guess, because sometimes it's not just like hormones or any of that stuff. Sometimes it's just we're thinking we're burning more than we actually are, and we may still be eating in our maintenance. All right, guys, that is kind of going to wrap up today's chat about metabolism and fat loss mindset. I really wanted to go over some of those things because I think there are pivotal concepts that is really key for you to understand and practice and remind yourself. But again, if you think that anybody could benefit from this chat today, send it to them. And as always, we would really love for you to rate and share our podcast, because as we are working on growing and expanding our reach, your guys's 2 seconds to go throw us some reviews and some stars if you're on Spotify, or reviews on Apple Podcasts, really means the world to us and really helps us grow and get exposure, because it tells the algorithm people are liking it, and that helps us so much. So please take the time to do that. We would love it so much. You don't have to. It's just an option that I would love to ask you to do. But as always, that's it for today's episode, Rebel. Celebrate your strength and nourishment, walk with confidence, and I will catch you next week on another episode of Rebel Wellness. Hey Rebel, I just want to say a huge thank you for tuning in and sharing this space with us. Before we sign off, I've got some exciting ways for you to stay connected and to take your wellness journey even further with me. First up, if you haven't already, make sure to swing by CoachKales.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's your go-to source for the latest episodes, exclusive content, and a whole lot more wellness goodness delivered straight to your inbox. Check out the show notes for those high-quality tips on nutrition, fitness, and just overall well-being. Follow us on Instagram at Rebel Wellness Podcast and my flagship page at Kaylee Loren. We're all about building a community where we can share, inspire, and grow together. So I would love to see you there. Now, if you're looking to reset and realign after a vacation, a hectic work season, or just because you feel like it's time for a healthful cleanse, I've got something super special for you, and it's 100% free. Head over to stan.store/kales and download my free realignment detox guide. You can also find it at coachkale.com in the freebies section. I'm sharing my unique holistic approach to help you cut back inflammation, improve your skin, and even shed some excess weight with this guide. So trust me, you're gonna love it. Go download it for free now. But last but not certainly least, if you've got a burning health question you'd like answered on the show, or if you're curious about my one-on-one remote coaching or group courses, don't hesitate to visit my website and reach out to me there, or hello@kayleeloren.com is my best email for contacting me. I am here to support you on your journey to wellness, so do not feel afraid to reach out. All right, Rebel, catch you on the next episode.